We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the two dots in the middle of the Amud. We had in the Mishnah, we had a Tanakama who said that Cholav Temeya or Behema Temeya does not have an Isser Bas of a Cholav. Then we have a Rekiva. Rekiva said Chayav Oif is not Min HaTorah. Both the Chay and Oif, even if they're mutter to eat, they're kosher animals, still they're not Min HaTorah do Bas of Cholav, Chay and Oif. And basically said that only a oif is does a meat because no chalev imai. So tomorrow we'll expand that a little bit. So Rabbi Kiva says that the meat of chayv oif. What does Rabbi Kiva say? He says that it says lois vashuk diva chalev imai three times. So he says it's coming to exclude one time a chaya, one of the psukim is coming to exclude a oif, and the third one behemah tameya. Vreiti Gemara hani hafkinu look at the Shmuel. The Gemara said before that we first started with six, and then we got it down to three. We needed the three things for other things. We needed one for Tamei Ataka, like Rabbi Kiva says, to exclude payment Tamei. But the other two, one was for Chelev and Avela, that it's Chal, Bas B'Chalav on them. Another one was to Marba Ashalil, the fetus. So we needed all three things. So how do you use the other two to exclude the Chai and the Oif? We need those two. We need those two for Chelev and Mesa. That's one pasuk. To be Marba Chelev and Mesa that it has Bas of a Chalav. Another one to Marba Shalil. And the third one, Lahitzi Tmeya, like Rabbi Kiva says. But how do you have extra one for Chai and Oif? Bring them inside. Hani Afki, Hanuf Kinuk, the Shmuel, and for the Gemara, Kosovar, Rabbi Kiva, Issa Chal, Issa. He holds Issa Chal Issa. Rekiva holds without any raya from a pasuk, he holds Issa Chal Issa. Therefore, Chelev Umesa. Chelev is Chal Bas of Chalav, because he holds Issa Chal Issa. And same thing, Mesa by Nevela. Also, there's a Chal Issa Bas of Chalav, because Issa Chal Issa, and therefore Chelev Mesa, it's Rech Akra. You don't need a pasuk. Shalil, the fetus, Gdim Aliyah. It's a regular Gdim. Who cares if it's a baby found in the mother's stomach? So what? The Mesa Gdim Aliyah. Therefore, we have two extra. Kulu. Everything's extra. One is prat lechaya. One is to exclude a chaya. The other one is coming to exclude a oif. Va'oif. Or behema tameya. Because, like Rashi explains, the whole word gedi is extra. Should say lois vashu behema, because we say gedi means anything. So why say gedi? Come lafuke three things. Gedi is come lafuke not a chaya, not a oif, and not a behema tameya. All those things don't have isse basa b'chala. It says l'soichel kol nevela. Anything that has an issa nevela, which means any kosher animal, has it in bas b'chalav. So then the Mishnah says maybe oifs also have bas b'chalav, and the Mishnah says no. It says chalei v'imay. So Gemara's question is an interesting question. What's my ika bein basic lili rakiva? What's the difference between basic lili rakiva? There's obvious differences, but what the Gemara means to ask is there any difference that besides what comes to the eye, is there a difference and anything else? So Gemara says, first, Gemara says, Ikvanayu Chaya. The nafkamina is Chaya, because it's the obvious nafkamina. Basically, the Sova Chaya is the Raisa. Rabbi Kiva's Sova Chaya is the Rabbanon. Rabbi Kiva just says, you're not Chayiv min HaTayron Chayiv Oif, but Avadi also the Rabbanon. Rabbi basically says that a Chaya is Chayiv min HaRaisa. You only have a Mi at an Oif. So the difference between basically Rabbi Kiva is Chaya. The boy say, it's more than that. Even by Oif is an nafkamina. It sounds like they both agree that there's no bas or b'chol of oif, but there's the machlekes between them. But you say, oif, and it's all my nami. Oif, nami ike b'nayu. Rabbi Kiva saw v'chaya v'oif eina min ha-tayra. He holds that they're both not min ha-tayra. Ha'm midrabban osir. The loss of eina min ha-tayra is mashma. It's not min ha-tayra. Midrabban is a osir. Basically, the Savar, oif afil midrabban nam l'osir. Basically, it was more makel gabi oif. He holds oif, it's even mutter l'chatchila. You'll have to eat it. You'll have to eat bas b'chol of oif. Basar oif with milk is mutter. Not only is it not osdar isa, it's not osdar banan either. And that comes out, there are two machlekes in Rishi Glili, Yaron Rekiva. One machlekes is Legabi Chaya, if it's minat hayr or not. And machlekes number two is Legabi oif, if it's osdar midra banan or not. Tayyinam ha'ach, you bring a right from our braisa to this idea that there's an iser that by oif, it's even mutter minat hayr. Tayyinam ha'achi. In the place of Rabbi Eliezer, they used to cut eitzim to make coals in order to make the barzel, the iron, let's say for a mila. There's a big machlokes in a case where it's mutter l'chal Shabbos. For example, it's mutter to do a mila, which is chil Shabbos. Are you allowed to make the knife for the mila on Shabbos? That's called hechsha mitzvah. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that machshire mitzvah doichnes Shabbos, and therefore I'm allowed to do anything in order to create the tools to make the milah. So that's one thing. In this brayse, then koymosh Rav Eliezer, the minig was they cut down eitzim on Shabbos to make pechamim, to make a barzel, to make the iron for the knife of the milah on Shabbos. And koymosh Rav Eliezer eichlam basa oif bechalav, to eat basa oif bechalav. So it's a braya from a brayse that basically actually holds that it's mamash mutter to eat basa oif bechalav. More is a maysa related to this. Levi iklul be Yosef yish rispa. Levi went to the house of Yosef Rishpa. Rishpa means he was a tzayde oifes. He hunted birds. He was a bird hunter. So he went to Yosef Rishpa's house. Aisi lekamei, they brought in front of them, Reisha de Tusa b'chalba. They brought a head of a certain bird with chalav, a good dish. And the girsa of the Gilyan is that le'achalv le'amah. Levi didn't say a word, but he didn't eat either. He didn't say a word. He let Yosef enjoy his meal. He didn't touch it. He also came to Rebbe, and he came back home to Rebbe, to his Rebbe, Rebbe, Amalei Amai. So Rebbe said, Malish to Shemtinu, why don't you put him to Cherem? He's eating basa, oif, becholop. Amalei Asura de Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. It was the city of Yehuda ben Maseira. But Amin and I said, must be Darush Lui, must darshan over there. So I don't put him to Cherem. Maybe he's doing the right thing. In his town, that's the minik. Therefore, I didn't say a word. Again, you see this idea that according to basically basa oif bechalav is actually mutam. So who do we paskin like? What are we paskin like? We have big machlekes over here. We have Tana Kama, we have Rabbi Kiva, and we have Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So Lamaisa in the Rosh, the Rosh paskins like Rabbi Akiva, and that's the paskins like Rabbi Kiva Shita that Minat Torah only basa behema is also Minat Torah. But basa oif and basa chaya is osur, but it's only osur drabbanon. So he's not as Michael as basically gabi oif, but he's not as machmer as tanakama dechayiv midaraisa. Actually, the Rosh is bothered. Then why are we pass Rabbi Kiva? You don't pass Rabbi Kiva connected to Rabbanon. So Rosh holds that the Rabbanon don't argue in Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is explaining the Rabbanon shita. That's how the Rosh learns pshat. The Rosh is in Siman Nun Aleph, and he brings down all the shitas. And he says, "Masha hevi Rav Alfas the Rabbi Kiva, lo hevi the Rabbi Yosef Aglili b'shem shepaisik halachah Rabbi Kiva." Break the Rosh. V'isvilei the Rabbanon pliga leha kaim lo halachah Rabbi Kiva mechavei roi davka lo k'negar Rabbim. El vade svirilei the sheet of the riff is lo pligi el tanakam omar shenoyig behem etayra davka lo b'tmei. That's all he said. V'Rabbi Kiva mefarish mehechen esmatu chay v'behem etmei. So according to the riff, the way the Rosh learns up, is not three-way machlekes. We said the Mishnah, it's not three-way machlekes. It's possible, like Tosis speaks out over there. Tosis says, close, three-way machlekes. But according to the riff, it's not a three-way machlekes. It's only a two-way machlekes. And we actually paskin, like Rabbi Akiva, that basa oif is mutter, mutter is mutter mederaisa, but it's also mederabonah. So basa oif is not an issa deraisa, and chai is not an issa deraisa, it's only an issa derabonah.